This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
He loves the new and the novel.
The foreign and the fashionable.
He's an eager environmentalist.
A witty Wiccan.
And a try-hard vegetarian.
Now it's time for Adam Barillet's
Bloody Good Things to Know.
This week on the segment, we're going to be talking to Dan Maloney, the General Curator of Melbourne Zoo. Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning, Adam.
Now, we're going to be talking about gorillas, and one thing that fascinates me about gorillas are silverbacks and how they kind of... How do they get the silver hair? Do they know that they're the leader and they start growing it, or does that just happen?
Jesus.
Yeah, they're kind of the Bill Clinton of primates. Yeah, they're very important and they know it, and it develops. There's a whole biochemical thing that goes on there as well. I mean, as they reach sexual maturity, they're not only do they start expressing these secondary sexual characteristics, but they also they also suppress, to some degree, some of the other males in the group.
So they go all salt and pepper.
Absolutely. Very handsome creatures.
I know they are. There's actually two species, I believe, Dan, of gorillas. There's mountain and lowland, or lowlands, isn't it?
Yes, but there's evidence now that there may very well be a third, perhaps even a fourth, because there's some real genetic distinctions between some of the animals there in equatorial Africa. So there's something called a growlands gorilla as well. And so as we learn more about their makeup, their genetic makeup, we may very well have some distinct species coming out of it.
I believe gorillas aren't doing too well in the wild either. They're all pretty much endangered, is that correct?
All gorillas would be considered in danger. There is a population that was discovered only a few years ago that in the lowland gorillas, that it turns out there's a lot more animals in this one location than anyone had suspected. It's very difficult at times to get a good idea of just how many are in an area. The trouble is they're susceptible to a lot of the same problems that humans are. They become casualties of war. They become problems. There's problems when it comes to the development and more logging that goes on, and also these guys have some real pressure from bushmeat trade. So the more that people go into the forest to log and develop, the more they trap wildlife and sell their body parts.
And Dan, how many gorillas do you have in zoos of Victoria at the moment?
Well, we have eight gorillas. We have a group, our big group of five out there, and then we have the three boys, and we are going to be getting another gorilla as well coming down from Sydney soon. So. But we're hoping that we can get the boys, the trio, this is Mataba and his two sons, we're hoping we can get them out to Werribee by next year.
And why would they go over to Werribee? What's the intention there?
Well, right now they live in the older area, you know, the original gorilla grottos that people would have grown up seeing coming to Melbourne Zoo, and they're not in the what we would consider, you know, state of the art and ideal area for them. But also because they're a bachelor group, it's really important that they get their own space and not necessarily be in close proximity to the girls.
So you can definitely get along to Melbourne Zoo and check out the gorillas still in their old enclosure, but soon they'll be happy and frolicking in Werribee as well.
That's our hope, and that's what we look forward to. And having bachelor groups of gorillas is an important step towards the regional program here.
Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Thank you, Adam.
That was Dan Maloney, the General Curator of Melbourne Zoo, talking to us a little bit about gorillas.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air.
Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.